And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Anthony.
Sup.
And Anna.
Hello, that's me.
And Bill.
And Bill. Yay. And you can contact us by emailing us at geeksarewired@gmail.com or give us a phone call at 801-896-4335 or 801-896-GEEK. You also can help support us at patreon.com/geeksarewired, which also gets you early access to the, can give you rewards, early access to the podcast or access to the Discord channel. The Reddit flare has been discontinued from Patreon side. Yes.
Lame. So no more Reddit flare.
Nope.
If you had the Reddit flare before, do you still keep it?
Nope.
No.
Because it was a Patreon Reddit flare.
Did Patreon and Reddit have like a falling out or something?
Yes. They just said, we're not supporting anymore.
What is a Reddit flare? I don't know.
I don't know what it is either.
Reddit flare is when you post in channels that you have flare, or you can still have flare on other channels, but it's not the Patreon one. What it does is it has a little symbol next to your name.
Oh, so it's like the YouTube has this option of joining a channel.
Yeah.
It's like Patreon, but you join on YouTube instead and you get cool little emoticons. So it sounds like it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Except for on Reddit, it might actually matter on YouTube.
Well, so if you're with this, it was, hey, you're a part of this channel that got that supports the creator. In Reddit, it can be built in, so there is flair. So you're like, oh, you're one of the moderators, or you're one of the mm-hmm. special people, or you support this through something else, and we have given you this flair. So you're special, and you can show it.
But not anymore.
Well, not through Patreon.
Yeah.
It just makes me think of Office Space and the flair. Like, do you have all those buttons?
All the flair. I just
flare. The only thing I think of whenever I hear the word flare is like a gun flare.
Yeah.
Like to signal where you are. Or if you're in a helicopter and you're trying to evade a heat detecting missile.
Yes. Or planes.
Or planes. When you deploy flares to
bright blazing fires behind you.
So the missile gets confused and attacks it instead. Yeah. That's all I think of for some reason.
Yeah. Flare. Multiple purposes, reasons, and...
I think they're spelled the same. Are they spelled the same?
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It is episode number 366. That's okay. I couldn't quite read it.
366 episodes.
Talks are a little weird today.
And we shall call it... The Q.
The queue?
The Q.
Why the queue?
Because wow, vanilla.
Oh, that Q. Okay.
Have you heard?
I was wondering if you were gonna spell it out like Q or just put the word letter Q.
We'll figure that out.
I wasn't sure what you were going for.
I'll figure that out when I post it.
Yeah, I haven't been too exposed to it, but I did read the headline of a story that said people were literally lining up to talk to Quest people.
Oh, that's if you get into it first.
Oh, yeah, there's that too.
There's also the queue to play the game. Mm-hmm. Heard the queue is as big as 250,000 people in front of you.
Yeah.
Just to play the game. You're yep. not even, you just log in and you're like.
People really want to play it.
Yeah. And then once you end up getting into the game, you go stand in another line in WoW to go do a quest. And everyone's just chilling. There's those who are trying to Leroy Jenkins it and run to the front, and they're getting booed and everything. Mm-hmm. And then there's the, you know, every time somebody makes it in, everyone cheers like, yay, we made it in.
So did Classic WoW just have that thing where only one person can interact with an NPC at a time?
Well, there's the major quest that, so you have to go in. So everyone can't gaggle up. So...
Did they not retroactively add an instancing? It looks like they did not.
No. Yeah, that nice little
they
line.
The experience, I guess.
Yes.
So what makes it WoW vanilla?
They basically, like, Ted used to play WoW, and so did I, but still kind of do. As the expansions have come out, they've added in newer and newer features. And a lot of people who are purists are like, oh, they've ruined it.
Which,
back in my day.
Yeah, so this is like the first WoW release.
Yeah, so okay, it's so before any expansions, and they've also, I think they've done a few tweaks to it just to make it more secure.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of quality of life improvements, though don't quote me on that because I'm not sure.
They are going to actually make, there is going to be a fix to the WoW Classic or WoW Vanilla. Blizzard's going to fix the, make the queue time shorter.
So it's going back to basics, basically.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. It's like how people are all like crazy over like retro games right now. Kind of the same idea. Just because WoW has been around for a long time, so you could classify it as slightly retro, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been around for a while.
I did play it a long time ago.
When did it come out? I'm going to look it up.
Many moons ago.
Oh, yeah. Many moons.
But this, so this has been going on since Monday. But, and there's already, you know, there's a Cloud, or WoW Classic subreddit that talks about it. The people are talking about ranging from 30 minutes to a few hours for waiting in line. Yeah. It's, a lot of people are just having fun with it, too. Just
yeah,
chilling, talking to randos. They're literally, it's like Black Friday if everyone was respectful to each other.
So World of Warcraft was first released November. Well, guess what year?
2003.
Anna, you got a year?
Maybe 2004.
She got it.
It was four. Aww.
Yeah, it's been out for a long time. Like, it was, it came out whenever online gaming was at its heyday. Or no, even before it was at its heyday, I think.
So the first expansion came out in August 2006.
The only major MMORPG that's been out longer than that would be RuneScape, which came out in like 98, and it's still around.
What about RuneScape 2?
RuneScape 2 came out in like, I think 2007 or 8.
Oh, okay.
It's also on there now on 3 or 4 or whatever.
Oh,
I think it's called 3. That's still the same game. It's just they've had gameplay improvements and tweaks and improvements.
Yeah.
Like any other game.
Wow. So, fun cues. But, so, WoW,
I was thinking Blizzard about trying it out, actually. A WoW Classic.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't around whenever the Classic was out, but I always kind of wanted to, because as the expansions came out, the world changed a lot, like during Cataclysm,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, either the first or second expansion. They had a lot of stuff change to where, like, the world didn't even look this, like, a lot of the world landscapes didn't look the same anymore.
And it's not even just because of graphics, but also,
no, it's not because of graphics. And I think they, maybe not, maybe the graphics are still the same. It's hard to tell.
I don't know, the images are,
it looks like the graphics are still the same yeah. as they were back then, in some cases.
But you still need a new computer to play them.
I don't know that you would. And it just depends, but.
And if you really, really want to, you can always go to Twitch.
Oh, watch people play?
Yes.
Yeah. There are a couple people that I, like, there's one person on YouTube that I guess he got early access to it, and he was just streaming it all the time. It's kind of cool. I never watched it.
Are you talking about Sully Gnome?
No.
Oh, okay.
This guy is called Smooth McGroovin.
Ah.
I think is what his name is called. Let me look that up. And he does, you may as well just look it up. Or maybe I'll get the channel link and then I'll put it on the show notes.
Oh. We'll let you do that.
Or you can look it up too if you think it would be faster.
No promises.
It's not on the Twitch.
Oh, I thought you said the Twitch.
No, I said the YouTubes.
Oh, now you're making things complicated.
Yeah, it's just called Smooth McGroove.
Smooth McGroove? You can throw it in the show notes. That will link
it. On the show notes. I don't know if I can. I'm trying to find it. More. There we go.
Yay.
And we're going to put it on that have talked about.
Whoa, you're showing behind the curtain. You're doing all the secrets.
I didn't tell you where it was from, even though I think in the past I've said that. And I think I have to open up the app to get it to sync, because it's iPhone.
Oh, well.
It should possibly be there.
You know that one?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
You should really update to the new beta.
I was under the impression it would auto-update.
No. 13.1.
Yeah.
The developer.
I'm not doing developer
so
mode.
That's something else, is that 13 is still in beta, but yet they've released the actual 0.1 official update for beta, the developers.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
I think when that gets actually released, it'll probably go back down to zero.
Be interesting. Yeah.
So click on the linky.
Oh.
That way you can see what it's all about.
This is a lot of complication.
May autoplay a video.
Yeah, it usually does. Look at that. Yeah. It does autoplay.
Yeah, anyways, he just does like a cappella versions of songs and stuff.
Oh, that's funny. It's kind of like that one. Songs of Elune.
And he has usually has his cat in there too.
Nice.
Anyways, yeah. That's fun.
So, Anna.
Yeah.
You were looking at getting a new Fitbit.
Yes, and indeed I have one.
Oh, I didn't tell you about this one and fast enough then.
I don't know, you have one.
There's a new sensor.
Hey, that means we could invite you to the challenges again.
Yeah, you should re-invite me on those.
So which one did you end up with?
I got the Versa, but not the newer Versa that you're...
Not the light, but not the Echo... We'll come back into this.
Really excited about that article.
Okay.
No.
You just got the regular Versa.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever's at Costco. Well, I just got that version of Versa.
We have music in the background now, too. I don't know which song you're doing, but we probably should stop.
Tetris.
I thought it was
Zelda.
I thought it was
okay.
Kill the Beast.
Oh, we
might
we're
be the same tune.
Yeah, I know.
things.
No, that was the Zelda forest theme, I think.
Ah, so you're saying Disney ripped off Zelda?
It might be the other way around.
I'm pretty sure Zelda outdates Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Maybe. I invited you to it. I don't know. Oh, I was still able to invite you.
Well, you can. You just can only invite the person once.
Bill's crushing us.
You guys should walk. Actually, you should update. It said you hadn't updated in like 2 days.
That's because every once in a while the app decides to crash and then it doesn't auto-sync because the app has to be running for it to work.
I accidentally left my Fitbit at home like early in the week.
Oh, lame. That's all right.
Let's see.
And I took some naps, like, throughout the week.
I'm not that far in front of everybody. So, okay, for listeners...
You're still...
There is...
Like, 12,000
Fitbit
ahead.
Has a community system where you can challenge each other for how many walks you get, how many steps you get for the week,
Yeah, it's
weekdays.
Got a community. You know how many posts are in my community?
Well, there's a community as well.
There's three. Two are from Anna.
Okay, so there's different types of communities.
The other one is from like 2 years ago. Actually, how much is 882 days ago? That's like three or four almost.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really old.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's different types of community. There is community between friends, there's community between interests, and then there's the community that you can challenge each other for who gets this X distance the fastest. Who walks the most steps during the weekdays?
They actually have
the weekend.
They have a couple other like challenges you can do now. Like finding the challenges in the new layout's kind of weird, but you can do it. I think you can. Like you can do goal days. You can just do daily showdowns.
Oh, I forgot about daily. Yeah.
But I think a goal day is you just like compete to see how much you can complete your goal, like steps, like your step goal. I don't know. I've never tried it. But, yeah. Get your game face on and commit to Fit by doing what it takes to hit your daily step goal. Okay, it's just a step goal or challenge, I guess. So. which isn't super fair because people have different step goal challenges.
Well, look, the idea of changing your step goal is that it can be difficult for you. Like somebody who averages 50,000 steps a day is probably going to change that to 50,000 instead of keeping at the 10.
What's yours at right now?
12.
12?
I'm at 12 or 12.5.
Okay, mine's at 12. I know for a while you had yours at 6 and you were hitting it every day.
No.
You did for a little while.
You're thinking somebody else. I promise.
No, it was you.
You keep saying that.
No, it was you.
And it's 11 too.
No, mine's still higher than yours.
Well, mine is more for... But also my official goal is the distance. It's 5 miles. Because they're not the same. 10,000 steps is not a mile. Or it's not 5 miles.
What is your step goal set to?
I'd have to check whatever the default is at the moment on Fitbit.
I think it defaults to 10.
My floors are more than yours.
How do you know that?
Because I know you're not doing 15 floors as a goal.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Floors.
Floors?
Oh, the floors.
I think mine's set to 10.
Yeah, mine's set to 10,000.
No, my floors.
Oh, your floors?
My floors, because it says I have 5 floors and the circle is half full.
So so I'm at 11,000 to 500, whatever it was, for my goal. You're at 10,000, or you're at 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
So how many times have you hit your goal in the last week?
In the last week? Not that often.
Let me go. Have you hit your goal once in the last week?
I don't know.
Because your goal may be above mine, but have you actually hit it?
Shh. I do sometimes.
I know you do sometimes.
Well, let's see when the last time I hit it.
I hit mine on last Saturday.
It's not updating.
See, look at that.
And went well past it.
Nice. It's always awesome. I tend to go past mine. Oh, if you're wondering, for the listeners.
I don't believe this. According to the last 3 months, I've never hit it, but I know I've hit it before.
Oh, no, I'm sure you've hit it, but I can actually believe you haven't hit it in the last 3 months.
No, I have, because this thing will buzz, like, it'll go crazy when I hit my step goal.
When did you think that might have happened?
It happened last week.
I don't believe you.
No, it did.
You are challenged.
I think it's lying to me.
I think you're lying to me.
No. Oh, no, 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 no. Here we go. Here, see? This is over the month. It happens. I don't know why over 3 months it wasn't showing that. I guess it was doing averages. It must have been doing averages.
Oh. Not daily.
See? And then even last week on Thursday I hit it. See? See?
Okay.
See? I'm not a liar.
Okay.
It looks like I hit it about once a week.
Eh.
Yeah, I hit it twice a week in July.
Yeah.
Shh.
I haven't said anything.
Hey, if I was more active, I'd hit it.
Yeah, I'm
and
not...
that's why I haven't changed it, because I want that to be like a push.
Bill, you're consistent. Yeah. You actually hit it daily.
Maybe I should raise my goal.
I don't care. Do it.
I think we should up it, or actually do the weekend warrior challenge.
We do that. I can start one.
This weekend will be easy to hit.
Oh, yeah, it would, huh? Because of
the fair.
The fair. Cancel.
All that you do is just walk back and forth through the fair.
Weekend
at a very, very slow pace. Actually, I think going outside, you get more walking than you do at the fair. Same with cons. Like cons, you think you'd walk a lot. You actually don't walk a lot at cons. You take 10 steps and you stop. And then you take 10 steps, you stop again, and then you go wander off to some meeting, and then you sit. Like, cons have been my least amount of walking.
Low activity?
Yeah, just you walk to some, you walk, you check out the vendors, and it's fun. But it's kind of the slow pace, do-do-do, and...
I think the fair's different, though, because, like, the foot traffic that they have, you have to kind of move along with it.
To a point.
I guess in a way... You might be correct on that, because even if you go for the fair food, you're standing in lines, and the lines just kind of creep.
I'm going to get a bullseye burger.
Is it going to be Wild Bill?
No.
Is it going to be...
It's not going to be animal style either. It's just going to be a plain burger.
Is it going to be...
Like a cheeseburger?
What's the other stuff?
You don't want the sunrise or
Lone Ranger?
What's the Lone Ranger?
inside out. I think it's where they put the sticky on the inside.
Oh, I do that on my own anyway, so I will ask for it to be a Lone Ranger.
Yeah, there you go.
So I don't have to do it. Because I get sticky when I do that.
What we're talking Anyways, about
Bullseye
is
Bullseye Burger.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bullseye Burger is a burger where instead of a bun, they use a donut. Just a glazed donut.
Imagine a Big Mac.
But with a donut.
And not mayonnaise, but...
Oh, yeah, and you don't put mayonnaise on a burger.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I know a lot of people do. And if you
with
like it,
barbecue
it's fine.
Sauce, though. And
that's
bacon.
That's an option, yeah. And you can put bacon on it.
You can put ketchup on it.
That's disgusting.
You can do anything you want.
And you do it sunrise or sunny side up.
With an egg?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put an egg on it. That's the thing that
the
people do
really
here.
The egg's really good.
And Wild Bill is... Well, I guess the Wild Bill is the double... It's more like the Big Mac, so it's a double... It's 2 quarter pounders. And you get one
But if
and
it
a
was
half.
A Big Mac, it would also have some kind of donut bun in the middle.
It does.
Does it?
Yeah, it's 1.5 donuts.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even cooler.
Bill, did you have the Wild Bill?
I have for many, many years. I have been eating healthier lately, so I have not for also many, many years.
So about Bill has two. Not gone wild lately.
No Wild Bill. No Wild Billions.
No. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, you wanted to talk about this now.
Yeah. So this is something I think Fitbit should do.
Yeah.
What this is the Stanford engineers have apparently developed wireless sensors that stick to the skin to track our health, which would be really cool because right now, basically all you can do is just have it as some kind of device that straps to you. But if this could, like, the next step here besides this part would be if they could actually just implant it in you and you don't have to, like, replace the batteries. It just powers itself off of your biochemistry, but we're a long ways off from that.
Okay, well, it depends on what you're wanting from this.
Yeah, so I don't...
It doesn't need power if you are have whatever is, you know, it's like your credit card. You provide, or even animal tags, so you provide it the power so it'll do the stuff.
Yeah, but I like, in order to track your health, it would have to...
Yeah, might maybe somewhat accurate.
Like, it depends. Like, if it doesn't need to be active all the time, like, let's say you, on this guy, he has it kind of strapped next to his wrist on the underside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have that there for a pulse, or you have it up on your upper arm for getting, like, blood pressure or something, and you activate it by, like, putting the reader over it or something, which would wirelessly power it or something, like it does with the NFC on your cards. So that could work, but I think you would still, like, for this to be really usable, like, where this would be really nice is a blood glucose monitor or cholesterol monitor, mm-hmm, or something like that, where they could just either inject it into you or have it analyze your skin chemistry or something. Like, it wouldn't be as good as a detector, but...
Actually, they're pretty good.
Yeah, but I just mean it wouldn't be as good as being inside the blood itself is what I mean. Like, inside of the blood vessels.
Does that connect to an app?
I don't know.
No,
this
is all in beta. So this
it's still at the university.
Yes. But this is still, Stanford has been doing this. It's called the BodyNet.
I'm just intrigued by it because that means we're one step closer to doing that. And I think, personally, I wish that Fitbit would go back to this stuff instead of trying to go down the smartwatch avenue. Just because I think they would have... Like, this is kind of an untapped market right now.
Oh.
Like, we have these general purpose, like, watch-like devices, but you can only have so many watch-like devices.
But there's also...
Realistically, you only need one. Some of us have two.
Okay, but having
Can't
things implanted
who.
Creates the... So you could create security flaws. They,
you could.
They prove that
and
with
that's
the...
why I think this approach would also be a good half medium, where that you just stick it on your skin instead.
Or something clipped in your clothing, or...
Yeah.
Or they were even talking about that, clipping stuff onto clothing.
Yeah, and clipping it on the clothing, that works, but people haven't... Like, you tend to lose stuff like that. Like, when photometers were a thing, they also broke a lot, too, because they fell off and fell on the ground. So...
My pedometer has been very nice lately.
That's because it's built into a watch now.
It's a pedometer with smart features.
So it's better if they strap it in then.
topic. Yeah, I think just having the ability to stick something on that, like general, like specific, like purpose specific devices. So like you don't have a smartwatch that tries to do it all. You just have like
it's called an Apple Watch,
or a Google Wear watch, or a Garmin, or
yeah, a lot of these watches try to do it all.
They do, and depending on the watch, they do a pretty good job at it actually. Like the EKG on the Apple Watch.
In the U.S., it's called EKG.
Okay. What in other places? What is it called?
It's Britain. I forgot.
Anyways, it's just a
something else.
Some kind of heart rate monitor, but it's not. It's more than that. It's like a
check for heart palpitations.
Yeah, it's can check to see like your heart rhythms, basically, not just heart rate, but to see if your heart is beating erratically or skipping beats, or which would be beating erratically, I guess, but.
It looks like with their test or the image that they actually have that's on the sleeve, it just looks like it's just kind of either attached on the
sleeve.
It's
clipped onto the sleeve. That's what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. So there's something that they can put on the skin with a sticker, and there's stuff that you can clip onto clothing.
But back to my point before we move on is I think just having like specific purpose-built devices where they do one thing really, really, really good would be better. And like,
but this would be doing multiple things still.
It could, yeah. And that would probably be fine too, but like a device that's, they don't necessarily do one thing, but they do a handful of things, like related things really well. Because like, you can't get something in a watch right now that can do blood pressure. Not unless it can, like, constrict the band, and then that's not going to be, like, passive.
But it's called a Pip-Boy.
No. And that's way too large.
You don't want to wear your Pip-Boy all around?
Nope.
No, come on. That's just the best way to go.
Nope.
Mini computer on your arm.
Mini computer on my arm.
Your computer is too mini.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's hard to do anything on it.
What, you have an entire full screen, just type the things in, send off your messages.
I remember back in the heyday, and we're going way off topic on this, but when Android Wear first came out on my watch, I downloaded a web browser. It was interesting.
Patch.
As soon as I turned it on, I could feel the watch heating up as it was eating through the battery and, you know, making the CPU go at like 200%.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The other thing with this, they were using RFID. They can use, with our technologies getting better and everything, could use Bluetooth. They could use Z-Wave. They could use Zigbee. So all this technology could be coming out to make the whatever it is that powers it.
I don't know if they use Z-Wave or Zigbee.
Well, you could make it last longer, and you can also proprietary.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But yeah, with Bluetooth getting more and more low power, they could just probably stick with that.
There's options.
Yeah, there's options, but. I just think just getting more purpose-specific stuff instead of generalistic. Like, I think the smartwatch is probably here to stay now.
What?
I mean, Apple finally hopped on the bandwagon.
Well, they have to. Their phone sales are terrible.
Right?
Yeah, their phone sales actually bottomed out.
They did because they were making phones that were lasting a long time.
Not just that, but the phone sales bottomed out. But they still made profit because they have the subscriptions, and watch sales went up because the watch needs the phone. Therefore, people with the phone that are buying the watch.
Yeah. But yeah, I still think the smartwatch is here to stay, at least for a little while. That's not gimmicky anymore like when Android Wear first came out.
It only took it like 10 years for everyone to stop wearing watches and then start wearing watches again.
I know, but I just mean like for now. That's what I say for now.
Okay.
I don't know that Fitbit will be around in 10 years, but we'll see.
They're going to keep trying. I think they're going to try until they get sold, bankrupt, or any and all the above.
This is just my wish, but I wish they'd go back to just the simple trackers and focus more on heart-related stuff. Not heart-related stuff. Smaller.
Pedometer.
Like, stepping. Not necessarily stepping, but
healthy.
Because they're Fitbit. They have all these other stuff. Like, they have, like, what is that thing called where it will measure your weight?
Oxygen levels? Oh, no. Wait. Scales?
Scales. mind your blank there. They have scales. Like, not a lot of people know about it, but they do have scales.
Yeah.
They could easily have something that does blood pressure monitoring or...
We talked about that last week or the week before.
Or they could have something that...
The Versa actually has built in. They haven't built the software around it, but it has an oxygen sensor. So how much oxygen you have in your blood.
Yeah, they could do something like that. They could do, I think, having some kind of glucose monitor. And then, like, if they did that and then also were able to sell, like, good, like, cheap glucose.
So glucose is actually something that's any of the smart devices... You have to have it surgically implanted.
Yeah.
And then the devices will talk.
But, like, I wasn't even meaning that. Like, the scale is standalone.
True.
So I was just meaning, like, you have a... Like, people who are diabetic, they just use their Fitbit blood sugar monitor.
So you're saying have, like, a million watches for a unique...
No.
Oh, okay.
You just have a standalone device that's just a blood glucose monitor, but because it's provided by Fitbit... Be more economies of scale, and I kind of would hope that the glucose prices would go down for, like, sold by them. Just because right now they're way too artificially high.
True.
And the people who usually need it are generally poor, and they can't afford glucose, but if they don't get it, they die.
Thanks. Okay.
It's kind of a crappy situation. I don't know if they're generally poor. I just know a lot of people who... aren't necessarily rich and have diabetes. So
healthcare is expensive.
Healthcare is expensive, but especially if you're diabetic.
I think healthcare is just expensive. Going to the hospital once.
But well, that was a rant.
Hey, yeah. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. And we're back. And do you know who Satoshi Nakamoto is?
That name sounds so familiar. I don't know why.
I don't know.
You don't know?
It wasn't Nintendo.
No.
Worth much, much more.
Okay, I don't
know. They have this, they kind of created this thing that you store in a wallet, and it kind of...
Money?
Yeah, but...
Credit card?
But imaginary money.
Well, Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the creator of Bitcoin? The
creator of Bitcoin.
Okay, what about him?
He has a real name now. He revealed himself.
Oh.
He came out.
I didn't know that we didn't know.
Oh, no. Nobody knew. Like, everyone knew it was a fake name.
Yeah.
And he had a bank, or he had a crypto wallet that was worth quite a good, small, large...
Was it stolen?
No. He's been saying on it.
Oh.
It's quite the chunk of money. But he started releasing, hey, here's information. I'm going to reveal myself. There were some rumors about who he thought he was, everyone thought he was. And the very first person he told before he told publicly, this is great because this is on their website and everything. His very first person he told was his wife, who he was married to for 8 years.
And she didn't know?
She had no clue. He even says his name. And it was like, you guys. And he's like, I have a secret. He's like, don't tell me you're a murderer or something. He's like, no. He's like, I'm Satoshi Nakamoto. And she's like, who? He's like, just Google him. And then she goes to work, hops on transit, and is like, Googles him. He's like, that evening comes home, and is like, wait, so does this mean you're really rich? He's like, why would I be living in a normal house if I was, like, really, really rich? So he really is really rich. If he sells his bitcoins, he's really rich.
But so he sells, like, coins, not just, like, parts of a coin like most of us.
He has lots of coins.
That's nuts. That seems kind of... that's, like, mind-boggling to me, though, just because... It is only because of the fact that he was the creator of the currency. And it might be kind of suspect that he has a lot of them. I don't know.
Well, but he mined when it was easy to mine.
Can they? I guess they, like, because of blockchain, they can probably prove that he actually did mine it.
So yeah, and
made it appear.
There's a history on the blockchain.
Yeah, there's a history.
So, and nothing's happened on, no movement has happened on this for so long. So people actually thought the guy would like got caught, left, went to jail. There's some other stuff, but there. So he talked. His interview talks about. You can either read it or listen to it. Talks about the interesting of how he chose his name, the all his math, his how he is as a person. He's really nice guy. Really, just was looking at ways to try to help out society overall. And he had to go into hiding, or he had to like hide his real identity because Bitcoin was illegal in the world for the longest time.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because like, currency can only, for the longest time, could only be made by nation states.
And not some random... No, I get that.
Yeah. So, yeah, and he had to be identified as a legit nation by certain organizations, whether NATO or UN or whatever else. So there's also been the back and forth on that
type
of stuff.
I would have been afraid to actually like reveal myself still, actually.
I could see some of that too, I guess. Because people are like, oh, you're a billionaire. We want your Bitcoin now. But he revealed himself because it's not a problem now. Like, Bitcoins are becoming, Bitcoins are actually on the rise again. Whether it's because people are not trusting in the economy, because that's usually when people are worried that the economy is going to take a dive.
Oh, so they go into other investments?
Yeah. And Bitcoin.
Like non-money related ones?
Well, government controlled like this, but Bitcoin's still super volatile.
Yeah.
And if everyone starts investing in Bitcoin, spikes back up, everyone feels comfortable, the economy returns, everyone sells, Bitcoin bottoms out. Well, a bottom out for Bitcoin still is like 10 grand.
It got down as low as I think a couple thousand, actually.
It started off at $1.
I know, but I mean, recently it's gotten down to, within the last like 2 years. It's gotten down to, I think, a couple of thousand.
It started at $1.
I'm just saying.
You used to be able to spin circles on... you used to be able to rub your feet across the carpet and make Bitcoin.
Yeah, because they were really easy to mine.
Yeah.
You could mine on a CPU back then.
Yeah.
You can do that now, but you're usually in a pool of people, and you're probably never going to mine it, but you might. Or you'll probably contribute to it at least.
So I'm gonna link the website, and I recommend it's definitely a longer read or a long listen.
I feel like he was telling his wife like he's Batman or something like that. Just a big reveal.
Yeah. The only thing is he's like, I'm Batman. She's like, who? Who's Batman? Just Google Batman, okay? Just you got this, okay? Come on, Bruce. Really? I'm Batman.
Yeah, right.
Actually, that might be a better name for the podcast.
I'm Batman.
Either I'm Batman.
Oh, I don't even remember what the old one was. Oh, the Q.
The Q.
I don't care.
I don't know. One of those. Maybe I should type this in before I forget. Well, it's either that or I'm a Satisha or Satoshi Nakamoto.
If you do that, people are think you're going to be interviewing him, and they may not. Click into it. I don't know. Maybe they will.
You'll have to listen to find out exactly what.
Ah. Now we just named the podcast. No, actually, I'll just see the title.
Yeah, I guess they can just look it up.
No, I mean, just getting the episode. You don't even download the episode. We've decided what it was. And the listeners already know what it is.
I've decided that whenever I listen to a podcast and then I notice the name and then I hear it come up in the podcast, it's like, yeah.
It's like watching movies.
It's really satisfying for some reason.
It's like watching movies or TV shows. Like, hey, that's the name. It's the name of the show. It's the name of the movie.
I don't know. Like, with TV shows, I get that. I haven't really got that with movies before, though.
You don't have a Need for Speed?
Yeah, but did they ever, like... And that phrase was around before that.
I know. Because it's a video game.
I feel the same way with Anthony, that, like, I feel like the episode of a show is a lot more that way. But I don't know.
All the Harry Potter movies.
Okay, that's a game. Because it's from a book.
But it's...
The book has a lot more options
to say
that. Well,
the book is based on the event, the thing that is in the book.
Not always. There are some books that are just randomly named. Not very many, but...
Well, no, I meant the Harry Potter ones.
I know.
The Harry Potter ones, it's different, though, because, like, it's kind of exclusive, and they have, like, different different names for the different volumes, but you don't usually have the different volumes with a lot of
you ready
movies.
What?
Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
They literally say that in the entire movie.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Don't they just say 1, 2, and 3 or something like that? Or
no, but the name, because they're the Mission Impossible 4. They're MIF. So they are the Mission Impossible.
Now Anthony's humming the theme.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's see. All right, it's official. We talked about it before that we'd noticed it, but Prime Video is on Chromecast and on Android TV, and YouTube is on Fire TV.
You didn't want your pay-per-click back, did you?
Well, I used it to open up CD trays, so it could still open up my CD tray. If you're wondering, you straighten out a paperclip and you can poke it in the little hole in the CD tray. It pops out the CD.
You can also use it to eject SIM cards.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Well, those paperclips, it has to be a small paperclip.
This is small.
I think that's too big, actually.
No, it's not.
Well, you can find out. But they officially announced, though, that they did an official release. So is it going to work?
Yeah.
Oh. Is it?
You're
not going to actually eject it?
No, but I mean, it goes in the hole.
It also works on SD cards. You end up like that little pressure you need to apply to this corner of them. Can't keep your fingernail in there. It's all sort of thing. Paperclips are great. I don't know why they call them paperclips. You know, I use them for everything, but clipping papers together.
They were designed to be for paper and clipping them together.
I never clip paper together with them. Except what's paper?
Wood pulp. Not some most of the time.
Well, I mean, I take out my phone or my tablet and I write on it.
You do. A lot of the world still uses paper. Paper. Your business cards.
Cardstock, not paper.
Still paper. Your doggo's not happy.
Yeah. She's not joining the podcast. Maybe. I don't know. All right. We're sticking with Google.
Google
desserts the dessert titles.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah?
Now it's just numbers.
Started with 10. Everyone loves their 10. It's been 10 years since Android started, so they decided to stick with 10.
Did they skip numbers?
And it's just been 10 years.
Oh, I guess Apple didn't skip numbers. They did on their phones.
They did 9. They skipped 9.
Not for the OS.
From what I heard, yeah. Somebody else was talking about that.
I thought, okay, I'm going to have to look that up.
Like everyone hates 9. But everyone loves their 10. And Google's no different. Google, people are going like, oh, you just couldn't find a name for Q and all this. And they're like, yeah, there's the stuff that it's difficult to pronounce certain places or things in certain languages.
iOS 9 existed.
iOS 9?
Yeah.
How about OS 9?
What is OS 9?
Mac OS 9.
Oh, yeah. Way back in, like, they've been on Mac OS X since, like, 2001.
Did they skip Mac 9?
No, they didn't.
Really? Google that one.
Couldn't they do quiche? Like,
well, no, like I said, no, there was all these options, but they were saying that they didn't between, you know, some countries will be left out, some things are a little more
Mac
difficult.
Mac OS 9, latest release 17 years ago, December 5th, 2001.
Okay, so it did.
It was, they didn't skip it. It's just they've been on 10 forever.
Yeah.
Because 10, they converted everything to OpenBSD based, and that's what it's still based off of today.
Okay. But back on the queue, like they were talking about that countries get left out, some things are difficult to pronounce, and the 10-year thing, apparently there was a lot of talk in the background about this. It wasn't about not finding a queue. It wasn't about the idea that they're going to run out of letters. They just thought that this was a good idea. People are still making fun of them about it. Their answer to that is, that'll happen. You can do what you do you.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, we have stated why we changed.
I'm with them on this. Like, there's no...
They could, but there's like the reason isn't that we couldn't find words or desserts.
Like what Mac's been doing, they started off with using cats and then they switched to using national parks. That's what they're using right now.
It's always entertaining when they change their brands.
And Android could do the same thing. Like they could still I think in the future they'll maintain the numbering system.
Yeah.
Just because, like, people remember Kit Kat, but what version was that?
4.11.
Okay, you know, but most a lot of people don't. They're like, oh yeah, I'm on Kit Kat. How many versions?
I need to really double check that.
I think it's at least 4, because that's the one I remember too. Because it was one of my favorite ones. Because Kit Kat is one of my favorite candy bars.
4.4. I was wrong. I think 4.11 was the one before. I thought 4.11 was.
Oh, interesting. I thought it was just all of 4.
No, they actually went through subversions for a little while.
Oh, that's weird.
What was Jelly Bean was 4.1.
Mm.
I was like, I know I didn't recognize that. So Jelly Bean was 4.1. Or 1.1, I guess. But 4.1, and then there's the sub updates. And Kit Kat was 4.4.
And then you have Microsoft, who's just like, it's Windows 10.
But technically, that's what Mac did. It's Mac X.
I know, but they don't code name anything. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know all the desserts.
I don't know them either. I just know Kit Kat because it was...
It's a popular one that's the older version that can be used.
And the Kit Kat candy bar is good.
Yeah.
The only thing better is the Mr. Good bar.
Yeah.
I will fight you on that.
Mr. Good's not that good.
Out of the mixed bag, that is my favorite one.
Out of the mixed bag?
Yeah, like of the Hershey's selection of like...
You're not going to go to like the convenience store and pick it out specifically?
You could, but no, she's doing
what I'm hearing.
The Halloween mixed bag. You always... You get the mixed bag and you get to pick out which one. I like mine because I can guarantee that it's leftover. Actually, I can pretty much go through and pick them all out and know... Actually, people will help me pick it out so I can have it. No, so much worse for most people, and I love it.
What is it?
Dark Hershey's.
Oh, I do that.
So you like those?
If they have, okay. Especially if they have almonds in them.
Oh, most people absolutely hate them. And
I used to. Like, my favorite used to be like a cookies and cream candy bar.
Yeah.
It's far too sweet now. I can do like the little fun size ones, but I can't do the big. Or I used to just straight up go buy white chocolate candy bars.
Yeah.
I can't do that anymore.
I like Symphony bars.
Symphony's pretty good.
Dark. It's pretty smooth.
Carmellas are good too.
Dark all the way.
What?
Dark all the way. So Disney's released a lot more of their information about their packages.
Disney Plus.
So some of Disney Plus. With some of their stuff, it is being... So here's the fun thing. This is being released on a bunch of devices.
Except
Amazon's. In fact, actually, even on iOS, you can subscribe through iOS to Disney Plus.
Interesting.
Yes. So it's just kind of like, I'm not sure if Google's officially going to be on this one, but you can subscribe, like, I can subscribe to HBO through Google and pay through the Play Store, which Apple is really big where everyone usually wants to push it away.
Yeah, I'm not sure why some allow Google and some don't allow Apple and vice versa, because they take the same cut.
No, but that's the thing is, if you end up getting charges outside of the App Store, then they don't get a cut.
Yeah, I know.
And Apple is, you know, Google goes, well, fine, whatever, we'll point you. Apple is so much, though, that they say if you cannot sell your product through the app that is on our device. That's why it's, Audible and... what's the other I was on? Kindle and Comixology cannot buy these things through your Apple devices.
Yeah, no. Because it's weird though, because I guess they just do that with digital content. They don't do that with like, because Amazon you can still buy stuff. It just can't be digital.
And it's weird. Yeah, you can't do Netflix on. You can't buy your Netflix account through your Apple devices anymore. You have to buy them, which is also interesting because they've got a new update on themes. On certain, it's on some iOS, not iPad, but iOS release, that there's this like theme that kind of came out. The only thing is, you know, it just links up like, oh, we think you like these based on what you like. And it's a little more theme-ish than.
I see.
So along with that, though, Disney Plus is going to be 4 simultaneous streaming.
And free 4K.
Free, 4K and... eight. I lost it. I think it's eight accounts. So like now Netflix.
How many can you have on Netflix?
I don't know. I've never maxed it out. Basically, oh, seven profiles. Seven profiles, wasn't it? Manage up to or create and manage up to seven profiles on a single account.
Didn't even know that was even a thing to consider, because that's not like they can watch at the same time usually. Like on Netflix, if you have the bare bones one, you can only have one screen.
Correct, but this is comparable to the two screen one. Two screen? Yeah.
Price wise, yeah. I'm just saying that, like, I didn't even know if Netflix has a limit on how many profiles you can do. I'd be surprised.
And they usually they give you the kids one that you have to delete straight off the bat if you don't want.
I'd still have it on there. I don't care. I never use it.
I've not turned it off. It's there. It exists. So yeah, Disney Plus is going to have seven profiles, 4K, four streaming channels. There was originally they were fighting to make sure that you couldn't share your password with your family and friends. Mm-hmm. Because multiple streaming, and this is, I think, where they instead of actually like blocking IPs, because Netflix knows things get shared, HBO knows their stuff gets shared, but by limiting the number of views or viewing devices at the same time mm-hmm. is probably the best idea.
Netflix did that too.
Yeah.
Before you could have like as many streams as you wanted, and they finally cut down on that by limiting the simultaneous streams. Which is what made me get a Netflix account to begin with.
Ah.
Because I was sharing my roommate's, and he had it shared with his sister already, and she kept getting on and kicking me off. Which, you know, fair enough. It still sucked.
So I'll be interested in this. I might start, like, jumping streams by... And, you know, people also talk about this, that, this is a Netflix killer. And everyone else jumping in, and CBS, and Viacom, and da-da-da, and so...
It is, and it isn't.
No, it's not. Not even remotely. One, even the CEO of Netflix is like, this isn't a streaming war. People will come and go, and that's okay.
Oh, okay.
And Netflix is worldwide. Netflix is actually in...
There's still content that's region-specific, but...
Well, there is some things,
Netflix
yes.
As a service is...
Netflix
worldwide.
Is expecting to pick up as many people as they're going to sign up for Disney Plus. Because there's more than the U.S. Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN are still a U.S. major. Hulu is working its way outside of the U.S. at the lowest rate there is.
So
Netflix is ready to open up into another country.
What I mean by it is and it isn't a Netflix killer, like it's not going to kill like Netflix specifically. It's just with this many streaming services coming out, it might make it to where people just stop doing streaming. Like, because it'll be like cable all over again. It has a danger of becoming that way,
but
what I'm saying.
I also can unsubscribe from one and subscribe to another one. I'm not locked under contract.
For now.
And I think that would be the first person in the group that does contracts is probably going to be their death, even if it is the big Netflix.
And they might do what internet service providers do or other services where if you want to cancel, like SiriusXM, you want to cancel, you got to call them. You can't just go online and cancel.
But places like that start getting nailed for that type of stuff.
Some of them do, but yeah. Like SiriusXM, I know they're a completely different market, but they're still media-based. You're the only ones out there that can do satellite radio. Hasn't really affected them any.
And because their competition is technically radio, they haven't got nailed for the monopoly.
Even though it isn't a monopoly.
Technically.
Technically, yes. And to be fair on them, their subscription costs are actually somewhat reasonable on the trial mode. Or not in the trial mode, but in the...
I usually just get the free thing on it and then walk away.
That's what I did this time.
Especially where they open it up every once in a while. Like every, couple of months they open it up for like
Memorial
2 weeks.
Day is opened up for 2 weeks around that time.
Look at that. What about Labor Day? What about this weekend? Do we get?
I think so, yeah. I'd imagine.
Let us find out.
Yeah, you still had the Android 4.1 in there.
There we go, we can find out. Labor Day.
Labor Day, SiriusXM blog. Click it.
I'm afraid.
Do it.
Celebrate Labor Day 2017. What, really?
All right.
I literally put 2019 on my search. Why?
In the past, I've had it free. It's probably going to be free again.
Yeah.
So do you have a... And it might even be free right now. I'd have to check.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is because the button, the preset for my radio station I used to listen to is still grayed out. Meaning I can't go to it.
Oh, see, I still have the, like the free like intro station that they round through everything.
Yeah, which annoys me.
Really?
It wouldn't annoy me so much if it didn't say every 2 minutes or every like 3 minutes, hey, you're listening to the free Sirius channel to subscribe, call this number, and then you'll be able to listen to all the channels on your radio again. And it does that like every like 3 to 5 minutes, I feel like.
It's just in between every song. It's like a commercial.
That's too many commercials.
Have you listened to regular radio?
Yeah, the stations I listen to, there's not that many, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's free weekend, even though I can't find it.
Hooray. Free weekend, maybe, possibly.
Yes. If you have a serious thing, you can
go. An old radio that doesn't even have to be activated anymore. Or it could even be one of those portable ones they used to sell.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
I actually thought about buying one.
Plug it in, provide it power.
No, they had some that were just straight up portable. All
right.
That was weird.
Yes, the noises. All right. Noises. We'll just wrap things up.
You don't want to talk about the...
You don't even know what they say.
No, I can't read
my text is too small. I make my browser minimal. Teeny tiny text. Nah, it's okay.
Oh, no, the rest of the stuff is old news at this point.
Old.
Old.
News.
Old.
So what's your famous last words?
What's your famous last words?
Give me ambiguity or give me something else.
I'm Satoshi Nakamoto.
I am a banana.
I'm a banana. I'm a banana. Look at me move. Nah.